This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's welcome in Bill Ripken. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, guys. What's going on today?
A little of this, a little of that, Bill Ripken, to be honest with you. We'll start with old Christian Yelich. Gets the cycle yesterday. Team lost. But third time he's done it. All three against the Reds, and getting a cycle is somewhat of a rare occurrence. Your brother did it. Brooksy did it, among others, for the Orioles. But you've seen a lot of things during your days in baseball, going back your family lineage through the game itself. But three cycles? Come on, man. Anything compare?
It's pretty crazy to think about it. Because one cycle, you know, getting four knocks in a big league game is pretty good. Throwing four knocks out there in a big league game that include a homer, triple, double, single is even better. And then for him to be able to do it three times, it's pretty amazing. You don't know what to say. I still think there's some magic to a cycle. And I think for someone like Christian Yelich, there's a couple things that have to come into play. You got to run pretty good. Now, I know you mentioned Brooksy. Brooksy necessarily didn't run pretty good, but back in the day, some of the ballparks Brooksy was playing in, they had a lot of distance out there in center field. So Brooksy had quite a few triples in his career simply because ballparks that he played in. But Christian Yelich, three cycles, it's pretty amazing. I think that's something at the end of his career, no matter how it goes the rest of the way, he'll be able to look back and say, I did something pretty special.
Bill, before we get to the Orioles, Yankees beat Toronto again yesterday, 5-3, Torres, all five ribbies, another one of those Yankee Stadium homers. But they are 22-8, their best start since 2003. Are we buying the Yankees as maybe the best team in the American League right now?
They might be the best team in baseball. And Crosstown might be the second best team with the Mets. So it's pretty amazing when the Yankees do what they do. And look, they score a lot of runs via home run. And you wonder how that plays out in a playoff scenario because it's a little bit harder to do that. But with that said, they got some guys that stand on the bump and throw the ball pretty darn good. And when they're done throwing the ball to start with, Aaron Boone has the luxury of going to the bullpen that has lefty-righty kind of combination platters with a lot of nasty stuff coming out there as well. So, you know, if you're the Yankees, you run into one and you hit a three-run homer and you feel pretty good about your chances to win a baseball game. So I like what the Yankees are doing. When you look at Stanton and Judge the game before, they're the ones that hit the home runs. If those two big fellas can stay out there and stay healthy and continue to swing the bats well, not swing the bat three times and walk back to the dugout, they got a legitimate chance. Their pitching's good. Their offense is pretty good. I think there's a little bit more of a solidification on defense with Kiner Falefa playing short every day. And then Aaron Boone, you mentioned Torres. Torres will play a day at second, maybe DH, maybe get a day off because Donaldson, LeMahieu, and Torres seem to be on a little bit of a rotation. I think that's all going to normalize itself during the year, but they're a pretty good team.
Hey, Bill, who would be the most disappointing team thus far? Maybe the Red Sox, I guess, would be a candidate, wouldn't they?
The Red Sox are in the running. I don't think there's any question about that. When I looked at this division to start with, I was really saying there's four teams I think that could win the East. I actually had the Red Sox up higher, and I had Tampa on the outside looking in the fourth place spot. But I think Boston's got too much talent to be sitting where they are. And there's just something not right in Denmark that's going on with the Red Sox. Everybody deals with certain injuries. Everybody's going to lose this, lose that. But they don't have anybody swinging the bats right now. I think that's, you know, through and through the team. Story coming into the mix. He got a couple knocks the other day and looked better. But I still think they can get it going and right the ship. The problem for them is Toronto, New York, and Tampa are really good again. So did they dig themselves in too deep a hole in this first month of the season to actually make that push and possibly qualify for that sixth spot?
Hey, Bill, how surprised are you of the Orioles pitching thus far? I mean, because all the pitching, Watkins wasn't good yesterday, but other than that, they've been throwing the ball pretty well.
I think everybody should be encouraged about that. And what I'm hoping for when you watch that, and I think I said this to you guys before, is you can look through their schedule coming up and there's less TBDs to be determined, named as the starting pitchers. And I like that consistency. And I tell you what, when Bradish got called to the big leagues, I went through and I looked at their, you know, the scouting numbers on, you know, whoever's rating these guys and what they do. And the stuff that they said in the scouting report, you know, classifying his stuff, I didn't think it measured to what I saw the other day when he pitched in St. Louis. When you punch Arenado out a couple times and make Arenado look the way he did, the stuff can't be like a 55 on the 80 grade. There's something got to be better. He painted somebody down and away, left-hand hitter with a 98 piece. He's throwing 87-mile-an-hour sliders to the down and away side to right-handers. So I think his stuff plays much better than what I was anticipating just by looking at scouting reports. So I'm encouraged with the way the Orioles have thrown the baseball.
Bill Ripken joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. I know Michaelis silenced them last night, but the offense, Bill, starting to show a pulse big time. Mullins starting to look like he did last year. Traymaker up around 280. Hayes has been on fire. Mountcastle dealing with a wrist. But what about the offense? What's been different about them in the last 2 weeks? Because early in the season, they couldn't buy a hit.
Yeah, they're sticking with it. They're battling. And the four guys you mentioned, I think, are the four that you know, need to be talked about because that's what you expected going in. And then you need to find other people around them pitching in. But Mullins, the year he had last year, to think he could go 30-30 again might be a stretch. But you think he can go 25, 35, whatever, in that kind of range. His approach, I've always liked it. He doesn't do anything crazy. He seems to be on balance all the time at home plate. And I love the fact he's the one who got the first knock off of Michaelis last night on that ball up and in. And he just found a way to find the barrel, get the barrel to the baseball as quick as he could and hit a line drive to right for a knock. So his approach is sound. I like the other guys. They look like they're grinding in the batter's box. They're not giving away at bats. And I think that's half the battle. I love to watch the attitude on those guys. Now you need some other guys surrounding them to pitch in and start doing some stuff as well.
This day in Bill Ripken history, before we let you go, we're going back to May 12th, 1989, Memorial Stadium. Orioles beat the White Sox 9-6. Brady went deep. Phil Bradley had a couple of knocks. Your brother had two ribbies. Mickey Tettleton must have had his Fruit Loops because he had three. Bill Ripken was 1-for-4 as the Orioles take out Chicago. As Mark Thurmond got the win in relief, and the late, great Kevin Hickey got the save. But Bill Ripken, that 89 team, you played on a lot of teams in Major League Baseball. You came up just short, but where would you rate that among your favorite teams to ever be a part of?
Well, it was a lot of fun, and thanks for going back through the history right there. I was 1-for-4, so I was 3 points higher than my career average of 247.
There you go.
So I'd say that was
could have gave you the offer.
You know what? 89 I thought was really cool because it trailed the 88 disaster that we had. And I thought that the 88 team, there was something about that group that we didn't point fingers at each other. There was no turmoil in the clubhouse because of what was going on. We were in it as a group. And we realized that, I think, early on. And I think we grew from it. And then 89 rolls around. And we got out of the gates pretty well. I think that's the opening day against Boston, right? Junior went deep off with
Clemens, yep.
And then I think Craig Worthington had the game winner or whatever later in the day. But we got out of the gates well, and I remember us catching the ball extremely well. And we went down that wire with Toronto and probably on paper had no business being in the situation that we were in. We had three games to play. We were down one in the dome. I think we were winning through seven or winning through eight in the first game. We lost it the next day. So now we got to win two to force a playoff game. The next night, I think we're winning through seven, and we lost it, and we ended up losing the division right there. But it was a lot of fun because when we got out of the gates and we started winning series and we had a lead, we believed in ourselves and the momentum picked up from there that, yeah, we can go win games instead of lose them, you know, and we knew how to do it, but a lot of it revolved around catching the baseball. And I thought we did that extremely well that year.
He's Bill Ripken. You're going to hear him Monday on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Bill, Ed, see him on MLB Network. Check your local listings. Bill, appreciate it as always. We'll see you at Pickles on Monday for the Yankees.
Thanks,
yes,
Bill.
You will. All right, boys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.